USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump is experiencing mild symptoms of COVID-19 after he and the First Lady tested positive for it, the results coming back last evening. A White House official saying it's business as usual, though, for President Trump, telling NBC News he spoke today by phone to the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and is in good spirits. Additionally, there are discussions within the White House about whether the president will address the American public today, though no final decisions been made. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says, given the way the Trumps behaved during the pandemic, the fact that they got the virus should not be a surprise.
Going into crowds, unmasked and all the rest, was sort of a brazen invitation for something like this to happen.
And this is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
California is about to hit a fearsome milestone. 4 million acres burned this year by wildfires that have killed 30 people and incinerated hundreds of homes and other buildings in what's already the worst fire season on record for the state. Flames have scorched an area larger than the state of Connecticut. Currently, fire crews at a blaze in the northern wine country are on high alert as forecasters warn of continued red flag conditions. The government jobs report for September showing the economy added 661,000 jobs when analysts were expecting 915,000 jobs to be added. Wall Street's been trading lower all morning. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com says it's not just because of the jobs report.
Word that the President and First Lady have tested positive for COVID-19 marks the addition of further uncertainty, and that's typically toxic for financial markets, which is why we're seeing the reaction on Wall Street that we are.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. Amazon and eBay will no longer sell any Proud Boys merchandise, Amazon confirming all items have been removed, while eBay's in the process of doing that now. It comes after President Trump mentioned the far-right group on Tuesday night during his debate with Joe Biden. He told them to stand back and stand by, although he said negative things about them yesterday. He had claimed back in the debate, though, not to know who they are. The next day, the group was applauding President Trump for mentioning them. It's been linked to white supremacy and accused of promoting violence at protests. And spicy McNuggets will be gone soon. McDonald's fans love them so much, most restaurants are expecting to sell out of the limited edition treat as early as this weekend. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.